You're listening to the Cold War Podcast, Spies, Espionage, Cloak and Dagger, and World Domination. PIR fans, this is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. These shows are made possible through your donations. MPIR is listener supported. If you haven't sent a donation in yet, please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com. Please, a one-time donation of any amount via PayPal would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
If freedom fails, we'd like to take you on a visit to a town that doesn't exist. A town we call Springfield, USA. We'd like to show you how things would be in any American town if communism took over. This is the story of three ball players. The story of what can happen to any sport under a communist regime. With James Whitmore in the leading role of Rudy Gans, this is the story of the ball players.
That was Springfield, huh?
Yeah, that was it.
What league did you say they played in?
Midwestern League.
Never heard of it.
Any of you guys ever hear of it?
I never heard of it.
You see, nobody else never heard of it neither. What is it, some kind of a sandlot league?
Sandlot? How could it be sandlot? It's where I come from.
That's just what I was getting at, Rudy.
I don't see what's so funny about that.
Come to think of it, Rudy, I once heard of a pitcher in that league, name of Chillicothe Brown.
That don't sound like no name to me. I never heard of no one named Chillicothe.
Wasn't his name, boy. It was the place he came from. It was a nickname like Casey. Now do you get it?
No, and I never did get that thing about Casey either. If he comes from Kansas City, then why do they call him Casey? It seems to me they call him Kansas City.
Speaking of the devil, here I am.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Rudy.
Well, what's wrong? Why is everybody so quiet all of a sudden?
Don't get your curiosity up, Rudy. I don't think they'll tell you. But if you really want to know, they're quiet because I come in.
Oh, I guess that's all right, ain't it, Casey? After all, you're the manager of the team. You should ought to have the respect of the guys.
Yeah, that's right, Rudy. Only I don't think the boys like my communist affiliations too much.
Oh, I don't know, Casey. I guess it's okay. Now, you take me, I'm a Baptist. And the boys don't mind me, do you, fellas? See, it's okay, Casey.
Well, it'll have to be. This is no social call. I got an announcement to make about this series coming up. I guess I don't have to tell you who we're playing. The Soviet Union, having beaten the Japanese champs, is now the Eurasian champion. They're coming here to play us, which makes this a real world series for a change. Baseball is something more now than a national sport. It's international. It's a people's sport. Something strike you funny, Talmadge? I'd like to be let in on it. What do you find so funny?
Nothing. It's a private joke.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, don't think it's going to be a breeze. You're going to have to hustle all you, put a little pepper into it. Maybe those boys from the Soviet Union haven't been playing a game for years like we have in this country, but they're pretty good. They're big boys. They can hit. But that's not what my announcement's about. What I have to say is official from the Commissar of Sports, from Johnson himself. He set down some new rulings for this series. One, no riding the visiting team. And number two, we play the Russian rules since they're the visitors.
What kind of rule is this?
All right, knock it off. I haven't got a copy of their rules, but that's the way it's going to be. Their rules can't be that different, and the chances are they're no different at all. Number three, they furnish the umpires.
Anything else, Comrade Casey?
Now that you mention it, yeah. In order to set an example for the young people of America, You're expected to address one another as comrade and to uphold at all times the high ideals of the People's Party. Otherwise...
What, comrade?
Otherwise, you lose all these fancy privileges you get for being big league ball players. You don't get a whole apartment to yourself. And that nice automobile you're driving goes back to the state and so on down the line. Just keep that in mind, comrade.
Say, was he being sarcastic?
It wouldn't surprise me if he was, Rudy.
He supposes eating him, Artie. Casey wasn't always this way. Used to be real funny, remember? What's eating him?
Maybe the same thing as eating us. Maybe he's full up to his craw with communists. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, look, if he doesn't like him, why does he have to do anything with him? Why don't he tell him to go jump?
Same reason we don't, maybe. Baseball's all he knows. Maybe we've been misjudging Casey. What do you think, Mickey?
I'll pay to think.
Judging from some of the signs you give us pitchers, I can believe that. I'll never forget that bunch you called for in the last game of the playoff. We almost didn't win.
There was nothing wrong with calling for a bunt. If you didn't feel your position like a washerwoman, that man never would have got on. You pitchers are all alike. You got an excuse for everything. If it isn't a sore arm, it's because you didn't get to warm up good. Or the fielders didn't back you up. Or the ball just happened to hit the bat and went over for a base hit. All the time excuses when the truth is...
The truth is what?
Hey, call it off. Call it off.
Keep out of this,
save it
Eddie.
For
keep
the
out
umpire.
Of it. Beef has been brewing a long time.
And it can wait until the series is over. You two are going to be working together probably for the first game. So break it up. Now you hear?
Yeah, Jim. Forget it. Hey, what do you say you come and help Eddie write my letter, huh? I promised my girl I'd write her. What do you say, Jim, huh?
Okay. Don't think this is over, Donnelly. We'll still settle this after the series.
Hey, you know where to find me.
Come on, Jim, now sit down. You getting the pencil and paper, Eddie?
Yeah. Rudy, why don't you go to night school, eh? A man your age ought to be able to read and write.
Well, I would, Jim, but we play so many night games. Now, what'd be the point of it? Anyway, I only want to write to this gal till she says she'll marry me. After that, it won't matter none. You ready, Eddie?
Yeah, sure.
Well, dear Effie. Well, kid, here we are heading into New York for the World Series. Dear Effie, I'm writing this letter from the hotel, the one I told you we'd be staying at during the series. I'm sorry it took me so long to answer your letter, kid, but you know how it is, getting ready for a series and then all the excitement during the first game. And what a game that was, Effie. I sure wish you could have been here, kid. Of course, I didn't get the pitch, but Jim did. And he really blanked them Russians. You should have seen their faces. I guess they didn't expect to get blanked like that. They was all kinds of arguing going on all afternoon. First they'd argue with the umps, then the umps would argue with Mickey. Oh, he's the catcher, you remember. And then Mickey would argue with Jim. I don't know what's going on between them two. Say, Eddie, hey, what was they arguing about anyhow?
Well, I didn't get a chance to talk to Jim about it, but best I could tell, it was about how Jim was pitching him. I guess he didn't agree on what Mickey was calling for. Hey, you want to write any more?
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see now. I think maybe I'll get to pitch the next game, Effie. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Where you been, boy? I've been worried about you.
I had a meeting with Casey.
What about?
About the game today. I'm suspended for the series. Also, $50 fine.
What? What for?
I'm not throwing them the way the catcher signed them.
Well, you blanked them, buddy. You're crazy.
I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe I am. You know, I just don't get it. Casey, for instance. All the time he's balling me out, he's the one that looks guilty, not me. It's like someone else is making him do all this. But who?
Maybe Mickey.
Ah, how could it be Mickey? He's just a catcher.
Yeah.
Hey, there's your phone, Rudy.
Huh?
Aren't you going to answer it?
Oh, yeah. Hello? Yeah, this is Rudy. Oh, hi, Mickey. Yeah. How are you? Huh? Sure, if you want to. Oh? Okay. All right. He says he wants to talk to me in private. Well, what do you want to talk to me in private for?
Well, you're probably pitching tomorrow. Maybe he wants to talk the game over with you.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's it. Say, you fellas mind waiting in one of your rooms?
No, come on, Jim. Call us when he leaves.
Huh? Yeah.
Rudy, if you shake hands with him, count your fingers afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mickey, come on in.
Thanks. You're pitching tomorrow, you know. Casey just told me that for sure.
Oh, that's good. I guess if Jim can blank him, so can I, huh?
Yeah, That's what I came to talk to you about, Rudy. Jim and I had some trouble today, you see. He didn't seem to get my signs at all. I'd ask for a fast one outside, and I'd get a curve inside.
Maybe his eyes ain't so good. You know, maybe he needs glasses.
What? Hey, you're serious, aren't you, Rudy? No, his eyes are all right. He just didn't like the way I called him. You want to throw him his way.
Yeah, well, I guess it don't matter none, Mickey. Yeah, we won. That's what we wanted to do, wasn't it?
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. But I was talking to Commissar today, Rudy. He's very upset about the way the game went. Blame me at first till I explained to him that I called him different from the way that Thornton pitched him. So when we got that straightened out, he said to me that he hoped I'd have an understanding with you, Rudy. He said he hoped you'd pitch him the way that I called him. He said he was sure you would because he knew you really liked to play ball. Said he thought you had quite a future, even though you're a southpaw, Rudy. Said it wouldn't surprise him if you went a long way.
Geez, that was nice of him. I didn't even think he knew who I was. You know, after all, I just come from the Midwestern League.
He knows, Rudy. He's been watching you, you see. So I hope you won't disappoint him, Rudy, because he's a funny guy, the commissar. One day he likes you fine, but you cross him up or disappoint him, and he changes. Just like that. All of a sudden, you're suspended, and the next thing you know, you're working on a labor battalion. Like I said, he's a funny guy, that commissar. Like a woman. Just don't know how you stand with him. Unless, of course, you do like he wants you to.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I wanted to talk to you about, Rudy. Just wanted you to know that you're pitching tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mickey. I appreciate it. Night. You can come in now.
Hey, he sure stayed long enough.
What do you want, Rudy?
Oh, nothing. He just wanted to tell me I'll be pitching the next game.
Nothing else?
No. How about finishing my letter, huh?
Yeah, sure. What else you want to tell her?
Oh, well. Well, I guess you can tell her I'm going to pitch the next one. But just kind of drop it in.
All right, boy.
Look, you don't have to be so down in the mouth about it. I thought you were just itching to get at them Soviets.
Oh, sure.
Well, show a little spirit, boy. A little spirit. You're going to lick them, aren't you?
Sure. Now, you can tell her that I'm going to do the best I can. I wish they'd hurry up in there. We ain't wrote my letter to Effie yet.
Oh, Rudy, is that all you think about? Here's the two of us suspended and waiting to see the commissar, and all you can think about is having Eddie write you a letter.
All right, leave him be, Jim. He only wants to write her about the game. After all, she's his girl.
See, I don't hear no talking in there. Hey, why do you suppose Casey and Mickey Donnelly went in ahead of us? I guess Mickey's telling him, the commissar, how I didn't pitch him the way he signed for, huh? But I was all set to, you understand? But when I got on that mound, I began to wind up. Something come over me, and I throwed him like I seen him. Oh, hi, Casey.
Come on in, boys.
Shut the door, please.
Yes, sir.
I believe this is the first time we've met. For your information, my name is Johnson. You may have heard of me. I'm Commissar of Sports. Now, let me see. You there.
Well, who, me?
Yes, you. You're Talmadge, I suppose. I'll take odds you're Talmadge.
You might lose.
No, you fit the description too well. I knew before you came in here that if anyone was to shake his head disapprovingly, it would be you.
Yeah? How'd you know that, Commissar?
Because I'm Commissar of Sports and have to know these things. You're all alike, you big strapping athletes that have just a smidgen of mentality. The Thorntons and the Rudy Gansers don't much trouble me. But you semi-intelligent brutes, you do.
I don't get this. What are you talking about?
It isn't important, Rudy. And don't let that other thing bother you.
What other thing?
The fact that you want to haul off and sock me.
How did you know?
Because, as I said before, I'm Commissar of Sports and have to know these things. That's why I'm not worried about you three lads, in spite of what's happened.
You mean the games?
The games?
Yeah. Us not pitching them the way Donnelly signed for.
Well, I wasn't particularly pleased with your behavior, but that wasn't what I was referring to. Now, I mean this. These charges and allegations concerning you three.
We can't see them from here, Commissar. What are they?
Well, I won't bore you with reading them in toto, but they mostly concern some very nasty business about a payoff.
What kind of payoff? Who pays off to who?
That's right, Talmadge. I knew I could count on you to get us right down to the core of the matter. I like you better all the time. According to these charges, certain gambling elements have paid off you three lads to throw the series.
That's a lie.
Of course it is. There, Casey, you see? What did I tell you? It's a lie.
Of course it is.
You're darn tootin' it's a lie. If we was going to throw the series, would we have won two games like we did?
No, I expect not. But then, according to these charges, you wouldn't have begun to throw the series until the third game. That would be your game, Talmadge. And you must admit, that would be the clever way to do it. Wouldn't it, Talmadge?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you driving at? All this shilly-shallying and sweet talk makes me nervous. Now, what's it all about?
You do get excited, don't you, Talmadge? I've told you all there is. The details are here with proof. It's another Black Sox scandal. Statements of witnesses, canceled checks, confessions from the gamblers involved. Even a note written by Rudy implicating the three of you. It was a big mistake, Talmadge. You're not watching Rudy closer. Here, look for yourself.
I am, Commissar. Only I think somebody else made the mistake. This note isn't in my handwriting.
But naturally not. It's Rudy's. It isn't funny, Rudy.
It is from where we're standing, Commissar. Rudy here, he can't even write X's backwards. Eddie writes all his letters for him. Everybody knows that.
What? I'm sorry, Commissar. I would have told you, only I never figured...
Shut up, Donnelly! What are you smirking at, Casey? Get out, both of you. Get out, get out! It is rather funny, isn't it? Yes, of course. Well, now, we'll just forge a note in your handwriting, Talmadge.
What?
That makes it a masterstroke, doesn't
what?
It?
Hey,
no, don't force me to call in the guards, Eddie. Then we'd have to go through with this. Think what a blow that would be to baseball. All the games survived the Black Sox scandal. But do you really think it could survive another one? Think of all those kids playing in school diamonds all over the country. Kids that have your pictures pasted up in locker rooms. What are they going to think when they discover that their little tin gods are no more than cheap little tin horns? And what about those women who fill the parks on Ladies' Day, ogling your bulging with all attractive biceps? Or the workers who throng the players' gates and welcome an opportunity to shake your hands? Who will want to shake your hands when this ugly business comes to light?
Okay. What deal do we have to make?
The same one you've had all along. Let the Soviet Union win tomorrow, Talmadge. That will make the series 2-1. 3 wins are required. Thereafter, you two will be expected to follow suit. And it doesn't have to be obvious, you know. You can still make it look good to the fans. I have a question, Talmadge.
Suppose we agree. What happens then?
I tear up this folio. There's no gambling scandal, and we're the best of friends. Eddie?
Okay.
Eddie, you mean you're going to throw the game?
Sure. What choice have we got? What would be the point of a big grandstand play? Who would we be heroes to? Who'd know what we did and why we did it? Once this stuff hit the papers, we'd be bums. This way, we just lost the series. Might as well face it. We don't have choices anymore. We gave that all up when we let these communists take over. That was the time to fight back, not now. All wasted now.
Eddie, you surprise me. You're smarter than I thought. Well, about you two, yes or no?
Okay. I guess so.
Then it's done. Would you lads care for the pieces as a souvenir?
No, thanks. You mind if we go now? You interrupted us in the middle of a letter to Rudy's girl, Effie Bell.
Yes, by all means go. Effie Bell must have her letter.
Thanks.
Eddie.
What?
Give Effie Bell my love, won't you?
Sure. Only what would she do with it?
You are listening to The Ball Players. Starring James Whitmore. A story of the way things could be if communism took over. A picture of what life would be like under a communist regime in an ordinary American town. A town we call Springfield, USA.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, Rudy, what do you want?
I just wondering if maybe you'd write my letter to Effie.
What?
Okay, you don't have to. I was only thinking...
Oh, jumping catfish, Rudy. Is this any kind of time to be writing letters?
No, I guess not. I just thought it... Well, it might do something to kind of get our minds off the game, maybe.
Oh, sure. First to the eighth. The score 2-0 in their favor. And you expect a lousy letter to make us happy.
Well, Thornton, at least Rudy's trying. That's more you can say for Talmadge, I
think.
Yeah, well, you shut up. You ought to say those things about Eddie. You know that fella. It ain't his fault. It's the way that Donnelly's signing. Look at, he's always signing for curves when Eddie's best ball is a slider.
Oh, no. Get under it, Ralphie boy. Hey, I don't want to look. What did he do?
Great bagger.
Casey, do we have to have Talmadge in there?
He's held him to 3 runs. He's doing all right.
Play ball, you guys.
Hey, Casey, Donnelly and Talmadge are getting into it again.
Yeah, Casey, don't you think you ought to go out and brief them on the Queensberry rule?
Shut up, O'Hanlon. Benny, start warming up. I'm going out there.
Hey, Casey, you tell that bush of Talmadge here some scouts from the Midwestern League looking him over.
I don't care what the agreement was. I'm not going to make myself look that bad. 3 runs is all I'm giving him.
Yeah, we'll see about that. You notice Benny's warming up, don't you?
All right, what's going on here? You two want to get thrown out of the game? What's up, Donnelly?
Every time I give him a sign out, he shakes his head no. Who's supposed to know about these batters, him or me?
Look, Casey, he wants me to walk this one. There's one man in and a man on first. I get another man on, who knows what'll happen? Why should I get myself in a tight spot?
What's the difference? So maybe they score again.
Not so loud, you fool.
There's lots of difference.
They got 3 runs and just one more inning to go. That's enough for them. Why should we look worse than we do, huh, Casey? Answer me that.
Well, all right. What do you mean, all right?
Now look, Donnelly, I'm still manager. Eddie's right. Why should we make ourselves look like punks? Go on, Eddie. Pop him out.
Thanks, Casey.
I didn't see him kiss and make up, Casey.
Well, the last time I had him, shut up.
Hey, it's a pop-up. Get under it, Mickey.
You don't want Eddie beats him to it.
Hey, look out, you guys.
I got it.
I'm getting it.
Hey,
Mickey,
look out!
Hey, somebody pull that gun! Stand back, all of you, stand back. Give him some air. Well, don't stand there gawking, Talmadge. Go on back in the game.
You aren't going to yank me? What about Benny warming up?
Oh, it's good for his arm. Go on back, like I tell you. You didn't do this on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Sure, Reddy. Now, don't feel bad about it. It could have happened to anyone. Guys are always running each other. It ain't your fault. He conked himself on a cement. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Now go on out there and whip them Russians.
Yeah.
Hey, we're really rolling now, huh, guys? Got 3 men on. Boy, I wish I could get in that lineup. I got that dumb Russian's number. When that curveball of him begins to break before it leaves his hand. It's so slow, I could probably write my name and address on it while it's coming up to me. If I can write.
Rudy.
Yeah, Casey.
I want you to go in and pinch hit.
Me pinch hit? With my batting average? You're not yanking Eddie, are you?
No, you're going in for the third baseman just to pinch hit. Come on, let's get out.
Well, okay, but I can't promise you I'll lambaste it.
I don't want you to, Rudy. All I want is a bunt, a nice bunt.
What? But it don't make no sense, Casey. You're going in bunt when the bases is loaded.
When did they appoint you manager of this team, Rudy? You just go in and bunt like I tell you.
Okay, Casey. Gans for Brubaker.
Gans batting for Brubaker.
Okay, Uncle Joe. Better stand back, comrade catcher. I swing pretty wide. Sorry, that wasn't it, comrade.
You're wasting your breath, Gans. They don't understand English.
That don't matter to me, umpire. I just like to hear myself talk. Come on, you big horse. Pitch me a good one. That still ain't it. I like them fast, a little bit slow, slightly outside, and through the middle and up a little bit. Like that one. Be seen, umpire. Hiya, comrade. I suppose that one landed. Coney Island, maybe? You know, you comrade infielders ought to be playing farther out so your outfielders can play outside the park. Say there, is it true you're all going to get motorcycles so you can get those long ones? Well, it's the end of the line, comrades. See you in Siberia. Hiya, Casey.
Well, I told you to bunt.
I know you did, Casey. But with all them men on base, I just couldn't do it. Especially the way them Russians was grinning like the game was in a bag. I know you told me, Casey, but I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
All right, Rudy.
I hope I don't get you no trouble, Casey.
Oh, it doesn't matter, Rudy. Well, that's the inning. Stands 4-3 now, doesn't it?
Sure, Casey, but why?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking.
Got any instructions for me, Casey?
Oh, no. No, I guess not, Eddie. You just go in and pitch it the way you feel it.
Okay, Casey, I will.
Strikeout! That a boy, Eddie! That's whipping him! Just two more like that and it's our game, huh, Jim? What's wrong, Jim?
Look behind you. We got company.
Cops?
Yeah.
Hiya, Commissar. You brought quite a gang with you, huh? They all selling tickets to the policeman's ball?
Shut up, Thornton.
Sergeant, post men at all the entrances.
Yes, sir.
Commissar, I want to explain.
I should hope so, Casey. Is this your doing? Why are you leaving Talmadge in there?
Well, who'd I put in? You said not to play Jim or Rudy here.
You have others?
Well, sure. Reliefers, bullpen, or Sunday pitchers. But you think that crowd would stand for it with Eddie going so good? He's their favorite. If you yanked him, you'd need a lot more secret police than you got here.
If I were you, Casey, I'd watch myself. Your position isn't that secure, you know.
No, I suppose it isn't.
What's this all about, Jim?
I don't know, Rudy. But if you still want to ride to Effie, I think maybe we better do it now, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess maybe we better, well. Another strikeout! Did you see that, Jim?
Yeah, I saw it. I'm all set, Rudy.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, dear Effie, this is going to be a short one. But I wanted you to know something. I don't know how to ride, Effie. Or read, even.
Rudy, you sure you want to tell her that?
Yeah. Now, just put it down, please, Jim, like I say.
Okay, Rudy.
Someone else been writing these letters for me. But I didn't mean nothing by it, kid, honest. I was just doing it so's I could lead up to asking you a certain question. But, well, who knows, kid, what's going to happen?
Ha-ha! Rudy, he did it! He did it! We win, boy! It's our series!
Yeah, it's our series. It's our series, all right, Effie. But I guess you'll read all about it in the papers. So long, kid.
Is that all, Rudy?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Commissar, it's over, ain't it?
I'm afraid it is, Gans. Casey, clear the rest of the team out of here. I want to have some words with your pitching staff.
Sure. Sorry, Rudy and Jim. Sorrier than you know.
That's okay, Casey.
Yeah, forget it.
A very touching scene, gentlemen. Oh, here comes the conquering hero.
Eddie, boy, you did it, didn't you?
Yep, I did it. Hello, Commissar. Glad you could make the game. Hope you weren't disappointed.
Frankly, Talmadge, I was. I had great many plans for you. I was beginning to like you, Eddie. I don't understand. What did you hope to gain by this?
Not a thing.
Then why did you do it?
I just wanted to see what it was like to make a choice again.
Well, I hope it was worth it, because you leave me no choice at all. The three of you are far too unreliable politically. I expect you've all heard of Leavenworth, the penitentiary.
No, Commissar. They got a ball team there?
Always the joker, eh, Thornton? No, I don't believe they do. But very shortly, I think they will have quite a pitching staff. All right, take them away.
Yes, Commissar. Come on.
Oh, Commissar.
Yes?
Would you mind mailing my letter to Effie?
Why, no, Rudy. Not at all. Not at all.
You have just heard what happens to an athlete under a communist regime. You have just heard what would happen to any American athlete if communism took over. You think this could not happen? It did happen to the forward line of a world champion amateur hockey team. It did happen to three Czechoslovak athletes, Vladimir Zabrotsky, Stanislav Konopaschek, Václav Rosinak. These three athletes were arrested and thrown into prison for being politically unreliable. You have been listening to If Freedom Failed, starring James Whitmore as Rudy Ganz in The Ballplayers. The Ballplayers was written for If Freedom Failed by John Vlejos, produced and directed by Robert M. Young. Sergeant Lloyd Iyer speaking. This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.